Embattled Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has agreed to step aside, ending the country's recent political deadlock. The decision follows a meeting between Maliki and Haider al-Abadi, a deputy speaker of parliament who's been nominated by Iraq's president to form a new government. Maliki has been under growing pressure to give up his bid for a third term as head of government, as the appetite's grown to select a new PM who's more acceptable to the country's Sunni and Kurd populations. The World Health Organization has once again stated that the risk of transmission of the Ebola virus during air travel remains low. This comes as many nations are considering whether to suspend flights from countries in West Africa affected by the deadly disease. Although the World Health Organization has identified Kenya as the high-risk area for Ebola transmission, Kenya Airways says it has decided not to suspend flights to West Africa. Elsewhere in the world, East Africa's Mozambique has announced new preventative measures, including screening all travelers directly flying from affected countries and flying via Kenya. The United States has ordered family members of its diplomats to leave Sierra Leone.